Not long ago, after an essay on the benefits of travel, I promised I would come back and outline some of the things that are unique to Minnesota and which make this state a special place, at least to me. Some of them are obvious and would otherwise not merit noting, but others are more subtle, the kinds of things you only notice when you are far away. And that's where I'll begin today. First up, driving. Minnesota, it turns out, is a very safe and easy place to drive. Now, before I go on, I should point out that I'm a fan of good public transportation. In large metropolitan areas, there's nothing better than a decent metro system, and that's the way it should be. But for suburbs and outstate travel, you need a car. Okay, I know what you're thinking. What's the big deal, Robert? Driving is driving. You get in your car, turn the key, and go, right? Well, I find myself thinking along those lines as well, until my next trip abroad reminds me how wonderfully, fantastically, beautifully boring, straight, and predictable our roads and traffic are. If you think that's normal, let me ask you this. When was the last time you drove down a country lane so narrow that you had to fold in your side mirrors as a vehicle passed from the other direction? When was the last time you were doing 80 and had a vehicle less than one car length in front and behind you? How about driving into an intersection with 8 connecting roads and 0 traffic signs or signals? Most of my driving has been in Europe, and I have to say there's quite a difference within and certainly among the countries there. A rural road in central Sweden is not going to be like an avenue in downtown Rome. One of the luxuries of living in Minnesota is that our state was more or less built to fit the automobile, not the other way around. In Europe, most roads and cars need to wind and work their way around buildings and structures that have been there for centuries, so going from A to B can often be an exercise in circuity. If you're like me, you usually measure distances in hours at the wheel. 1 hour driving is about 65 miles, 2 hours, 130, and so on. In the old country, though, it might take you 2 hours just to advance 50 miles because you'll be passing through half a dozen 17th century towns along the way, and those are just the roads. Let's talk a bit about the drivers. Now, forgive me, but at this point, I'm going to make a broad, unscientific generalization. In my experience, the warmer and sunnier the climate, the crazier the drivers are. Mind you, I've lived in both southern France and southern Spain, and if you're having a night on the town, this is where you want to be. If you're going to a wedding, this is where you want to be. If you are dancing, singing, eating, cavorting, cajoling, this is where you want to be. If you are driving, not so much. There is no cruise control over there. There is no driving with your arm resting on the door or sipping your latte over there. There is only this. 2 white-knuckled hands on the steering wheel, slowing down not to hit the guy who just pulled into the single car space in front of you, stopping for the pedestrians who just stepped in front of you, accelerating like a jackrabbit when your lane finally clears, and using the horn as a second language. There is nothing like fighting your way from Nice to Marseille to make you appreciate the drive between Minneapolis and Brainerd. Setting aside the driving habits of our Native American neighbors, which I have not had enough time to study and observe, I sometimes wonder if Minnesota's Northern European heritage makes us calmer drivers. To paraphrase the author Trevanian, the Italian uses his automobile as an extension of his manhood, while the Englishman uses it as a replacement. The Germans and Scandinavians? Nope, not going there, but you get the idea. One of my favorite moments at the wheel came a few years ago at the intersection of Highway 2 and 71 here in Bemidji. There was a problem with the traffic signal, and no fewer than 12 lanes were faced with one simple blinking red light. What did we do? Well, we took turns. You could practically see everybody counting out loud in their cars as they waited for their turn. First the guy on the left, then one lane closer, then my turn, then the lady over there, and so on. It was marvelous. Try that one in Italy. Heck, try it in New York. So, be proud, Minnesotans. We may not have the Eiffel Tower or the Vatican or the Alhambra, but we do have Paul and Babe, the largest ball of twine, and the Judy Garland Museum, and one thing's for sure, we don't have to kill ourselves to get there. Happy trails.